Last week was a big one for comings and goings in the Philadelphia mayor's race. One candidate dropped out, while other people made rumblings about jumping in. Despite all that chatter, the public judgment on the mayoral field, for that small group already paying attention, seems to boil down to this: uninspiring. But it's early. Declared candidates could reveal previously unseen depths. New names could raise heartbeats. At this point, until the field settles, maybe we should spend less time speculating on who will run and more time on crafting the job interview that will help voters decide who should win. Because that's what any election campaign is, properly viewed: a job interview with the voters in the boss's seat. In modern elections, with all their money maneuvering and marketing, we often lose sight of that. We, the voters, get treated as passive consumers, whose only role is to be hornswoggled into buying one particular brand of political soap over another. It's become almost quaint, the idea that the voters, or the news media acting as the public's proxy, should take charge and decide which issues should be central to the dialogue, which questions candidates should be forced to answer. Hope springs eternal, though, and we do have the memory of the 2007 mayoral election, where that kind of public-driven dialogue kind of sort of happened, leading to an unexpected winner. So, what questions would you like to hear the candidates address? Here are a few I'd like to ask each candidate. What lessons do the Philadelphia police and community leaders who work with minority youth need to take away from the Ferguson agony? What do you know about Philly's growing community of makers and designers, and what steps will you take to nurture it? What mistakes do Philadelphia's leaders chronically make that provide grist for Harrisburg's contempt, and how would you turn that toxic situation around? Will you continue Mayor Nutter's effort to make Philadelphia greener and more sustainable, and what ideas do you have for enhancing it? Finally, imagine that you are talking to a young couple from Francisville who have a 4-year-old child. Give your best 1-minute speech to persuade them to stay in the city and not move to the suburbs. Why should they bet their child's future on you? Those are a few questions I'm itching to ask the candidates. What are yours? I'm Chris Cetullo.